Welcome to the Fed Mission Success podcast series. Aurora Paraso, who is a full stack developer at MacPAR, recently built a neural network for the MacPAR Innovation Lab. And today we're joined by Aurora, who will share her insights into the how and why she built this neural network and why neural networks are important for government. And Aurora, thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem at all. Glad to be here and get underway with this. A little bit nervous, but glad to be here, and I'm excited to explain a few things today.
That's great. We're excited to have you here, and no need to be nervous, because what you're talking about something that you know very well, something that you built. And before we talk about the neural network that you built, can you tell our listeners, like, what exactly is a neural network?
So a neural network is a model that is built in software that is used to identify and classify and also possibly recommend an outcome based on a given input. You have a different number of criteria that is fed into the model, and then using the algorithms that the model takes advantage of, it decides on how to classify, identify, or make a recommendation based on that.
Oh, excellent. That's a great rundown there. For such a complicated topic, at least in my mind, you completely nailed that and really gave a very simple and easy to understand answer. I really appreciate that. And perfect segue into my next question. Tell us about the neural network that you actually built.
So originally, I was going to build one based on image classification. I wanted to be able to feed in images, and I wanted it to be able to identify and classify what the neural network was seeing. Shortly into it, I very much realized that I just didn't have the full technology available to me in order to be able to do this in a timely manner. The image processing took quite a bit of power. The actual training of the neural network took a lot of power, etc. So instead, I broke it down into a series of simpler problems, very much easier for a computer to be able to actually process. So what I wanted to do was a exclusive OR identification so that the input to a Zora function could be correctly identified by some artificial intelligence. There is a different series of binary data, ones and zeros, that are fed into the Zora function, and then it would output either true or false for that. It's not a completely one-to-one mapping for this function. It's very much founded in mathematical principles. So AI would be a great thing to be able to address that with. And I went through and I did a lot of studying because there were still things that I didn't quite get about neural networks at that time, but I've very much had the opportunity to gain the experience and figure out exactly how to implement it. And part of that is being able to measure how well the neural network is performing. With that, I was able to add in some metrics to see how well it was performing. And then I was able to ascertain whether or not the neural network was doing what it was supposed to be. I was able to measure its accuracy as well as how close or how fast it was approaching getting to the right answer. And from there, I was able to determine that even though the neural network wasn't completely accurate, it was at least taking the steps to get to be more accurate so that I was actually able to measure how well it was learning, like AI is thought to.
That's awesome. Wow, that's pretty amazing stuff right there. And let's step back for a second. So if you don't mind, tell us about how government can actually benefit from neural networks. And are there any use cases to share?
The government's already using AI. That is well ahead of schedule at this point. Some of those use cases that it's already developed would be for monitoring secure facilities. They want to be able to take some of the human components out so that we can better utilize human resources elsewhere. One of the other uses that AI is being developed is, I already mentioned, image classification identification, being able to accurately see what is out in the world. For example, military uses, that is one thing that is already well underway and utilized. But there are also a lot of civilian uses for this as well. A major component that I see AI and ML used in our day-to-day lives is document, being able to detect human writing on documents and being able to process that electronically. It takes a huge amount of human resources to type in documents, and being able to automate those practices, again, allows us to better utilize human resources where they otherwise wouldn't be able to. Managing resources is one of the most important steps for a business or government of any type. We may hear jokes about the inefficiency of government, but this is one of the ways we can aim to make those types of organizations more efficient.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. I'm sure the answer to this question is yes, but we'll ask it anyway. So will building neural networks be a part of the innovation lab going forward?
100%. That is one of the reasons why I was developing a neural network internally, is so that we can take what we already have, move it over to other projects. I'm not sure to the level of detail which I can get into these projects, but we are working on developing the infrastructure and developing the processing capabilities so that we can leverage the algorithms in neural networks to the fullest capability. Whereas I didn't have access to that before. As a whole team, we already have some designs that we would very much like to bring into an infrastructure so that we can leverage those to the greatest of their capabilities.
That's awesome. Excellent. Yo, Aurora, really appreciate your time today. And our last question is more future focused. So how will this impact government IT in the future?
Well, as I mentioned, it's already impacted it. So again, I think it does come down to resource utilization, being able to more efficiently allocate our resources into having people be more focused on the things that actually do require human attention. Hard to say outside of that, really. I think that the technology will definitely be a much more prominent part of our lives rather than less than. So we'll be becoming more and more familiar with that. I think that as future generations come along and they end up taking, you know, my role and down the line, they're definitely going to benefit from all the experiences and the paths that we have laid down before them.
That's awesome. What a great way to conclude this Fed Mission Success podcast interview with Aurora Paraso, who is a full stack developer at MacPAR. And as you heard, she recently built a neural network for the MacPAR Innovation Lab. And she was kind enough to share her insights into the how and why she built this network, why neural networks are important for government as well. And Aurora, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me again. Take care, Matt.